Today is the 16th of Shvat, and we dedicate the Shir Leilui Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Gedalia b'Reb Nesanel, known as Rabbi Yankel Tfelinsky. He was a Breslov Chassid in Eretz Yisrael, a nephew of Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, and one of the meteors in Breslov, somebody who was, at a young age, was looked on as one who was headed for greatness. And unfortunately, he passed away at a very young age. I believe he had a heart attack suddenly in the middle of the street. And it's interesting to note, at the time, unfortunately, there was machlokas in Breslov, and one of the major issues was the topic of Rosh Hashanah. This was during a time when it wasn't possible to go to Uman at the time. There were no diplomatic relations between Eretz Yisrael and the Soviet Union, and there was conflict in Breslov as to those who live in Eretz Yisrael, where they should daven for Rosh Hashanah, in Yerushalayim or in Miron. And the difference of opinion led to machloikis, unfortunately. He made a major attempt to make shalom, to bring about a shalom. And I heard from my close rabbi, Reb Nachman Burshtin Zichrono Livracha, that he might have died of a broken heart. It caused him such pain and anguish to see religious people and Breslovers who were not friendly to each other the way we should be. Tomorrow, which is Shabbos Kodesh, we're not going to have a shir on Shabbos, so we dedicate the shir also today. Leilui Nishmas, Reb Eliezer Lippe, Reb Yaakov Mordechai, the father of Reb Gershon Weintraub, a good friend from New York, and also Leilui Nishmas, Dvoira Fega Bas Reisel, the mother of Michael Ben Melech from Miami, Florida. Once again, not coincidental that Rav Nosson Zal speaks to us this morning about Shabbos. Paragraph Zion. And once again, this is based on chapter 37 in Likutei Moran. Positive holy things versus negative things that oppose holiness, such as life versus death, soul versus body, memory versus forgetfulness. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas zocher es yoyim ha-shabbos l'katshoy." Based on what we've been learning, we'll understand the significance of one of the Ten Commandments, where Hashem says, "Remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it." And the Gemara says, "Zochreyu al hayayin." The way that we remember the Shabbos is by using wine to bring in the Shabbos for Kiddush. Ki Shabbos hu bechinas nefesh, because Shabbos is associated with the soul. Bechinas, as we say on Friday night in Vishamru, Vishamru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, it concludes there with the words ki voy shovas vayi nofash. It's on the day of Shabbos that Hashem rested and He completed the creation. The word that's used is vayi nofash, and the Gemara says that this refers to the fact that a Jew who observes Shabbos, al ki oz zoichin l'neshama yisera, a person receives a nefesh yisera, the Gemara says, which is also referred to as neshama yisera. V'oz ikar hisgalus hadas kamuva, and on Shabbos is when there's the highest level of revelation of das, of recognition of Hashem. Ki b'Shabbos nitna Torah. Because we know that the Torah was originally given on Har Sinai on Shabbos. V'sheishes yimei achol heim bebechinas guf. And compared to Shabbos, the 6 days of the week correspond to the body, bechinas ksilus, which is represents foolishness compared to the soul. Bechinas, as we find the Torah tells us, that when Moshe Rabbeinu instructed the Jews to go out during the 6 days of the week and search for the man, the pasuk says, Shotu ha'om v'loktu. The people spread out to gather the man, and it uses the word shotu, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, Bishtusa, with foolishness, with silliness. The word ha'om, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, in that area in the Torah, usually refers to the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav, Dosan Vaviram, people who were looking to make trouble against Moshe Rabbeinu, against Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them that the man will come on 6 days, and on the sixth day you'll get a double portion because it's not going to fall on Shabbos. And these people, the Erev Rav, did everything they could to instigate against Hashem, against Moshe Rabbeinu. They went out to tried to make believe as if the man came down on Shabbos also. So the Zohar Kodesh says on those words, Shatu Ha'am V'laktu, that during the 6 days of the week, even when they went out, it was Bishtusa, without Das. V'tzorich Lahamshich Kiddusha Shabbos Al Sheshes Simiachoil. And we know that our mission is to draw some of the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week by starting Shabbos early so that we take part of Friday and turn it into Shabbos, and by adding to the Shabbos at the end, by extending Shabbos. Al yidei kedushas Shabbos shemamshich maleim, but through the holiness of Shabbos which we draw upon ourselves. Ki ikar hanefesh v'hachius shel sheshes simiachol hu al yidei kedushas Shabbos kimuva, because we know that the soul and the spiritual life of the 6 days of the week comes from the holiness of Shabbos, as it's brought shekol sheshes simiachol mekablim chius meha'oras hanefesh yisera. All 6 days of the week receive their spiritual energy from the light of that additional soul, ki bosar shabsa, because after Shabbos, dahainu yom rishoin sheni ushlishi, mekablim minishoma yisera shel Shabbos shovar. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday receive their spiritual energy from the Shabbos before, whereas Wednesday, Thursday, Friday receive their energy from the Shabbos that's coming. This is compared to the menorah in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, where the menorah had 7 candles. The middle candle, the fire went straight up. The candles on the right turned in miraculously towards the center, towards the left, and the candles on the left turned towards the right to show that the right side and the left side, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that come before, the middle candle is the Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are leaning towards the middle to show that they are subservient to and receiving their spiritual life from the Shabbos that's coming. And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the candles on the left leaned towards the right, the fire leaned towards the right, to show that they're drawing and receiving their light from Shabbos, the Shabbos that passed. It's brought, this is also why in the Shir Shel Yoim, in the song that we sing on Wednesday morning, the chapter of Tehillim that we recite there, the last 3 lines are the first 3 lines of Kabbalah Shabbos, what we sing on Friday night, Lechun Aranana. The last 3 lines of the Shir Shel Yom of Wednesday are the beginning of the Friday night prayer, to show that on Wednesday morning, we're getting ready for Shabbos. V'zeh shehizir ha-kosuv zocher es yom ha-Shabbos. And this is why the Pasuk warns us, remember the day of Shabbos. And the Gemara says on that also, zochrehu me'echod b'Shabbos. What do you mean remember? When should I remember? The Gemara says, from Sunday, remember that Shabbos is coming. And when you're shopping, keep an eye out. You see anything special? Reserve it for Shabbos. K'mayshom Rabbi Yisrael Zal, as the Gemara says, Zochrehu Daika. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, note the term that's used. Remember it. Ki hazikoroin hu bechinas nefesh v'toira v'das. Because remembering, memory, is associated with the soul, with Torah, with das. Shezeh mekablim b'sheshes me'achoyel mi'Shabbos Daika. Those spiritual forces of soul and Torah and Das, we receive during the 6 days of the week from the Shabbos, by the fact that we remember Shabbos from Sunday. On Sunday morning, when we recite the Shir Shel Yoim, we say, Hayoim Yoim Rishoin Bashabbos. We're mentioning Shabbos already to remind us that everything is leaning towards Shabbos. Shemevatlin Sheshes Me'achol, we nullify the 6 days of the week, the negativity of the 6 days of the week, Bechinas Guf, which corresponds to the body, Legabi HaNefesh, to the soul, Bechinas Shabbos, Bechinas Zikoron Kanal. V'alkein, Iker HaZikoron Shel Shabbos, Me'echod B'Shabbos. And this is also why When do we start thinking about Shabbos and remembering Shabbos? From Sunday, from the first day of the week. And what does that pertain to specifically? The Gemara says, Hurak al yidei ho'achila. The Gemara associates that with the food. Kama yishom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Zachreyu me'echad b'Shabbos, remember the Shabbos, starting Sunday, Kemoi Shammai Hazokin, just like the great elder Shammai, Shehoyo Oichel Kol Yomov Lechvoid Shabbos. Shammai would eat all 7 days of the week, showing respect for Shabbos. Because when he would see something on Sunday special, he would reserve it for Shabbos already. And so too throughout the week. So he was always thinking about Shabbos and associating his eating with the Shabbos. Ki ikar hazikorin shel Shabbos me'echad b'Shabbos. Because the real remembering Shabbos starts from Sunday. Dahainu zichroin hanefesh mitoich haguf kanal. This means we're remembering the soul, we're thinking about the soul while we're in body mode, while we're in the 6 days of the week. So that we're always trying to make the body subservient to the soul. Bechinas Shabbos, the soul which is Shabbos. And how do we do that? Hualidei ho achila daika, specifically through the eating. Vize iker kvoid Shabbos. And this is one of the main and highest forms of respect for Shabbos. It's in the foods that we eat on Shabbos. She iker kvoid Shabbos al yidei achila Shabbos. Kemuva b'makom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 57 and chapter 277 in Likutei Moharan, that one of the highest forms of respect for Shabbos is the eating on Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that people have two meals a day during the week. But Shabbos is different. Shabbos were particular to have three meals. A Friday night meal, a Shabbos day meal, a Shabbos morning meal, and a Shabbos afternoon meal. And these three meals are very significant. And in addition, we try to eat additional fruit and things like that in order to complete the 100 blessings that we want to say on Shabbos like we do during the weekdays. Kalidei ho'achila malin hanefesh kanal. Because as we've been learning throughout this halacha, it's when a person is eating that they have an opportunity to elevate the souls that are in the food and also thereby to elevate and complete your own soul. V'alkein mitzvah gedoyla lechel b'Shabbos. And this is why it's so major an item to eat on Shabbos. Obviously, again, not eating till it hurts. Not eating things that are harmful. V'zeh ikar kvoid Shabbos. This is one of the main forms of respect for Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hu b'chinas nefesh, b'chinas Torah. Because Shabbos corresponds to the soul, to the Torah. Oz malin hanefesh al yidei ho'achila. And that's the most important opportunity to elevate the soul through this holy eating. V'alkein ikar hazikorin shel Shabbos b'mei hachoel al yidei ho'achila daika. And this is why when the Gemara tells us to remember Shabbos during the weekdays, in what area? In food. In setting aside, in choosing which foods I'm going to eat weekday and which foods are only Shabbos foods, something special. Kedei shetiyo ho'achila b'b'china Shabbos. So that even our eating during the weekdays should be connected to Shabbos. Kedei lahalois hanefesh v'azikorin. To always be elevating the soul and the memory. B'china zochreyu me'echad b'Shabbos. Zochreyu daika, that's zikorin. And this will also explain the importance that this zochreyu, this remembering on Shabbos, requires wine. Hainuhach. Rav Nosenthal says this connects perfectly with what we're learning over here. Ki yayin yesh boi shnei bechinois. Because wine specifically has both powers. Shikha vizikorin. Wine can make a person senseless, to lose their mind, to forget everything. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, penyishte veyishkach mechoykek. That be careful, a person could drink and forget what's really important. Hainu shikha shebo al yidei ayayin. This refers to a forgetting Hashem, forgetting one's manners through wine, through excessive or the wrong type of drinking wine. Shemevi shena, which brings sleep upon the person. Shehu histalkus hadas, which is an example where the person's brain shuts down, pretty much. Bechina shikha, just like when a person forgets something. Vezeh kishe'en zoichen, that's when a person does not drink wine properly. Avol kishe zoichen, but when a person is drinking the wine, bikdusha, properly, adaraba, then it azai adaraba, then it has the opposite effect. Hayayin hu bebechinas zikoroin. Then the wine is the aspect of remembering what you're supposed to remember. Bebechinas, as it says in Shir HaShirim, nazkiro doidecho miyayin. The pasuk tells us that wine is giving us zikoroin, the ability to remember. His remembrance is like the wine of Lebanon. So we see the connection between zikoroin and wine. And this is also exactly what the rabbis tell us about wine, shenikra tiroish, that wine is referred to in the Torah as tiroish, and the Gemara says, zocho naseroish. If a person is drinking wine properly, it assists the head, the brain, the person becomes roish, das, Hainu das, bechinas zikoroin, bechinas toira, bechinas nefesh. Loi zocha, if the person is drinking wine improperly, nase rosh, then the person becomes impoverished. Rosh means a pauper. And the Gemara says, ein oni ela min adas, that the term poor in Torah very often refers to poor in sechel, in das. Bechinas anius, shehu, and which is synonymous, which also goes together with poverty, shehu chisoroin haparnosa, which means a lack of parnosa, shehu al yedei pegam hadas vahanefesh, which is also called when there's a lack of das or when the soul isn't shining properly, it'll result in lack of parnosa. Also in chapter 56 in Likut Imran, paragraph 6, Rabbi Nizal writes there, Ulefi hagdolas hadas kein haparnosa benekel. Based on the degree that a person develops and increases their das, to that degree, that person will have easy parnosa. And he quotes this pasuk again. They were foolish, and they gathered when they gathered the mon. And whoever was more foolish, whoever had less das, less recognition of Hashem, had to struggle more in the search for the mon. The mon came down further away from their home and also in a different place every day. They had to struggle for the search of parnasa. Whereas the more das a person has, the more easily the parnasa comes to them. V'alkein, b'shabbos, kisharoitzin lotzeis misheshes simeachoy l'shabbos. And it's for this reason that on Shabbos, when we want to leave the 6 days of the week and enter into Shabbos, mishikha lezikoroin, we want to leave that concept of forgetting and we want to enter into holy remembering, mamshichin kedusha Shabbos al yidei hayayin. We draw the holiness of Shabbos upon ourselves through wine. Bechinas zochreyu al hayayin. As the Gemara says, remember Shabbos over wine. Zochreyu daiko, ki oz malin hayayin mishikha lezikoroin. Because on Shabbos, we have the ability to elevate the wine to zikoroin. Vaydezeh nizbatlin v'nichlolin sheish smeachoyel b'kdusha Shabbos. And through this, we eliminate any negativity, any weaknesses of the 6 days of the week. We plug it into the holiness of Shabbos. Paragraph Ches. We just finished Tu B'Shvat. We neglected to mention yesterday that Tu B'Shvat, yesterday, was the birthday of Rab Nosson Zal, the closest student of Rabbeinu Zal, of Rabbi Nachman, and it's brought that the rabbi compared to the sun, the student is compared to the moon. In the case of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua, the Gemara says clearly, Pnei Moshe kipnei chama, the face of Moshe Rabbeinu shone like the sun, and the face of Yehoshua was like the moon in comparison. We know that the moon reaches its fullness on the 15th of the month. And Rav Nosson Zal's birthday was on the 15th of the month, Tu Bishvat. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, his birthday was today, on the 16th of Shvat. Schusa Yogan Aleinu. But now that we cross that line, we're into the second half of Shvat, and we're headed towards Adar. In a month, we'll be celebrating Purim. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas ha-shichrus shel Purim. Based on what we're learning, we'll be able to understand also why the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch speak about getting drunk on Purim, drinking more than a person does throughout the rest of the year. Shemitzvah lehishtakeros b'yayim. It's a mitzvah to drink more wine on Purim than on any other time during the year. Oz nichna homon amolek, because on Purim is when we see the defeat of Haman, who comes from Amalek. Shehu bechinas shikha, kamuva. Haman and Amalek are associated with shikha. V'alkein, his hira, Torah. And this is why the Torah warns, Zochar es asher osa lecho Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you. How the whole world had tremendous respect for the Jewish nation when they came out of Egypt. And the one person that wanted to bust our bubble was Amalek. Even if I get hurt, even if I get smashed to pieces, it's worth it if it'll make it easier for the next guy to attack the Jewish people. And we have Parsha Zohar, which begins with the word Zohar, and it ends with the words Loi Tishkoch, do not forget. Kedei lahachnia bechinas shikha. This is in order to subdue and to defeat the aspect of shikha, shehu bechinas amolek, which is synonymous with amolek, ulahalois hazikoroim, and to elevate the zikoroim, the memory which represents holiness. V'alkein oz bepurim mitzvah lehishtaker b'yayim. And this is why on Purim it's a mitzvah to drink more wine. Because on Purim, especially, the wine is elevated from that negative place to the positive place, from shikha to zikorim. Vaoz, kishahayayin bigdusha. And at a time like that, when the wine is in such a state of holiness, she'oila mebechina shikha lebechina zikorim, oz ikar hashlemus. Then our main success and our main ability to complete what we need to complete can be done through wine. Ki ikar shleimus hazikaron hu mitoich hashikha. Because the main perfection of one's memory is when there is a potential for forgetting. Bebechinas keyisroin ha'or min achoshe kanal. As we mentioned several times before, the Pasuk in Koheles, that when can you appreciate light? When there's darkness. The Gemara says, Shraga betihira mai naheni. A candle during the day, what use is it? Doesn't serve any purpose. At night, when it's dark and you turn on a candle, when a room is dark and you turn on the light, that's when the light is appreciated. So too, regarding the ability to remember, it has significance when there's the potential for forgetting. We know a lot of times somebody will ask somebody, please remember to do this and this. And unfortunately, in many cases, the person will end up forgetting. And when they do remember, I'm so happy because I was sure you were going to forget. It's referring to something that a person could easily forget, or based on different circumstances, it might cause the person to forget. And I'm so happy that you made sure to remember. Like a birthday, remembering someone's birthday. Ki b'mokim sheyesh, a wife's birthday, a husband's birthday, which is something significant. Ki b'mokim sheyesh b'china zikorin v'shikha, because in a situation where there is the potential to remember or to forget, kishezoichen lehizgaber lahachnia hashikha. When a person is zoichet to succeed and suppress the forgetting, shehu aguf, which is the body, ulahagbir hazikora in vanefesh, and to elevate, to strengthen the remembrance and the soul, that's special, that's success. V'ze b'chinas yayin b'kdusha. We've said this before, but since we're on the topic, it pays to repeat. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld pointed out that the Gemara says that there was a tzaddik, one of the Tanoim, one of the greatest rabbis of the Gemara, Rebbe Yehuda b'Rebbe Loi, whom the Gemara says, whenever it uses the word chassid in the Gemara, it's referring to Rebbe Yehuda b'Rebbe Loi, one of the giants. He's buried between Miron and Sfas, and it used to be a very small, modest kever, and in recent years, like in many places, they built it up beautifully. They built a whole major structure around it with Sfarim. People can daven there, people can learn Torah there. So the Gemara says about Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi that he couldn't handle wine. He couldn't handle drinking wine. And the Gemara says that on Pesach, on the night, on the Seder night, when he would drink the 4 cups of wine, he would have to have his head bandaged till Shavuos from the effect that the wine had on his brain. And again, it doesn't say that he didn't do it next year. The Gemara shows that this was what he went through every year, because drinking wine on the Leil HaSeder is so significant an item. And my Rebbe pointed out, it doesn't say anything about drinking wine on Purim for him. So we see that if wine harms a person, chas v'shalom, if a person cannot drink wine, then there's a difference between Purim and Pesach. I know that when it came to men, my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld said, unless a person really can't handle it, chas v'shalom, they should be makbid to use wine, not grape juice. Whereas for women, he made it perfectly clear, again, his opinion, that women can use grape juice for the 4 cups of wine on the Seder night. But regarding Purim, he cautioned that it's only if a person knows that by getting drunk, they will not do or say anything that's against halacha, or that would harm any other person, or that would embarrass them in a major way. It's even suggested to get drunk on Purim. Whereas if a person thinks that there's a chance, a reasonable chance, that they will say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing or miss davening mincha or marav or things like that, then a person should drink more, a little bit more than they drink during the year. But not to fall into that trap of getting drunk and chas v'shalom saying or doing bad things. And I've mentioned that I'm living in Eretz Yisrael now, Baruch Hashem, 33 years. And I've been with Breslov in Eretz Yisrael throughout these 33 years on Purim, and I've seen many of the Breslovers in Me'a Shearim, other places, get drunk on Purim. Never ever saw them say or do anything bad. You'll see them crying to Hashem, I want to be a good Jew, or saying special prayers, or saying words of holiness, words of Kedusha, but never, Bali Einhar, just about never doing anything that's off color or improper. We continue. Paragraph Tes. V'ze b'chinas birchas hamozoin al hayayin. And this will also explain the specialness of reciting birchas hamozoin over a cup of wine. Kidei shetia ho achila b'chinas v'zocharto es Hashem alekecho. To elevate the meal, to elevate the eating, to the status of zikorin of kedusha, holy remembrance, where the Torah says you're going to pentoichal, be careful, you're going to eat, you're going to become satiated, and you're going to become arrogant, and you're going to forget Hashem. V'shochachto es Hashem alekecho. That's the negative sign. But the pasuk says there, v'zochartu, don't make that mistake, don't fall into that trap, but rather v'zochartu es Hashem alekecho, remember Hashem. One of the reasons for using a cup of wine for Birkas HaMazon is to strengthen this Zikoron of Kedusha. Kedei lizkois lebechinas Zikoron, bechinas nefesh, bechinas Torah, al yidei achila. In order to connect to these holy concepts through our eating. V'ze b'chinas sholosh brachos shobir chasamazayim. And this is why we have basically three blessings in Birkas HaMazon. There's a fourth one which the rabbis added afterwards. But the standard Birkas HaMazon prior to that was three blessings. Keneged Shloisha Ovois, corresponding to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Shemizgalin Boilam, who are revealed in the world, Lahogain, to protect us, Alidei Avira Deretz Yisroel, through that special air of Eretz Yisroel, Shenimshach Alidei Birkas HaMazon, which we draw upon ourselves during Birkas HaMazon. V'yochalte v'savoto uveirachto sheshem alekecho al ha'oretz. Alidei shemazkirin by Eretz Yisroel. Because of the fact that we mention Eretz Yisroel in Birkas HaMazon several times. Sheze ikar b'chinas Birkas HaMazon. That's the main underlying concept of Birkas HaMazon. That connection to Eretz Yisroel. B'chinas v'yochalta v'savata uveirachta sashim alekecho al ha'oretz. V'alkein mazkirin Torah b'Birkas HaMazon. And this is also why in the second bracha, Birkas HaMazon, noyde lecho Hashem alekeinu, we say, v'al toirascho shalim edetano. We acknowledge, we thank Hashem for the Torah that He taught us. Ki hanefesh shemalin al yidei ha'achila hu bechinas Torah v'zikorin. Because the soul, the souls that are in the food, and our own souls, which are being elevated through proper eating, those souls, that nefesh, is connected to Torah and zikorin. Paragraph Yud. V'ze bechinas chomesh zechirois. Rav Nosson Zal says, and with this we'll understand also why we find in the Torah that there are five psukim that begin with this word zocher, remember.
Question. With regard to the yayin after the meal, some people find it difficult to drink across the whole cup of wine, and the proper custom if you have a difficult time with wine.
I believe, I'm almost sure that when it comes to the kois Birkas HaMazon, a person is not required, not obligated to finish it. As long as they at least taste from it, as long as they have some of it. I'll try to double check it with a poisek, but I'm almost sure there are certain cases we are required to drink at least a revius, that kind of thing. I believe when it comes to the kois of Birkas HaMazon, if a person can, it's better. If a person can drink the amount that would qualify for a bracha achrona, for ala gefen, it's better. But if a person cannot, I'm just about positive that it's okay as long as they taste from it. And then they can give it to someone else to finish, or I believe that you don't even have to finish it. But then if the person tasted from it, then it becomes pogum. It's a cup that somebody drank from, and therefore you don't pour it directly back into the bottle. What you do is first you pour a little bit from the bottle into the cup, so that restores its shleimus in a sense, and then you can pour the entire cup back into the bottle. That's the way it's usually done. Okay, now we go into these five zechirois. Ki hazikaron hu ha-toira, b'chinas nefesh. Because as we've been discussing here, these concepts are similar. The concept of remembering, the concept of Torah, and the concept of soul. V'alkein heim chomesh zechirois. And this is why the Torah has five of these psukim that begin with zohar, Keneged chomesh bechinois sheyesh la nefesh, corresponding to the five parts of the soul. Shehein bechinas hani chamisha borchi nafshi, kemuva b'may manal, which correspond to the five, in the chapter in Tehillim, borchi nafshi, it mentions five times, the Gemara points this out. Sheze bechinas chomesh oisiois menatzbach, which also corresponds to the five letters in the Hebrew alphabet that are different, they're unique, in that they come in two formats. They come in one format when they're at the beginning or middle of a word, and in a different format when they come at the end of a word. We know that according to Kabbalah, the soul has five parts. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. These are five levels, spiritual levels within the soul, which the Arizal speaks about at length, etc. But the Gemara also mentions this. The Gemara in Brachas mentions this Borchi Nafshi, that chapter in Tilim, Borchi Nafshi, one of the Borchi Nafshis, which has, I believe it mentions the word Nefer, it mentions something five times, corresponding to the five aspects of Nefesh. Kizchiras Mitzrayim, Zebechinas Lahalois HaNefesh Migolos Mitzrayim. Because when we talk about remembering, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go through the five and show the connection between them. One of them is, remember the day when you left Egypt. Rav Nosson Zal says, Zebechinas Lahalois HaNefesh Migolos Mitzrayim. That reminds us of our mission to elevate our soul, to take it out of its exile. And the word Mitzrayim means Metzar, constriction. The word Mitzrayim, Shekoilel Kol Ho'arba Golias. The word Mitzrayim also includes in it all four other exiles. It's brought that when the Golas, if you look in Parsha Shmois, when the Golas Mitzrayim is beginning, it says there, Vayhi Bayomim Ho'rabim Ho'heim, And Paro, he thought things over and he decided to make the life of the Jewish people difficult. Vayomos Melech Mitzrayim. So the Meforshim point out that the word Rabin makes up the first letters of the four major exiles. The Reish is Roimi, the exile that we're in today, Golus Edom or Rome. And the Beis is Bavel, which was the first exile. Then the Yud is Yavon. And the Mem is Modai. Parasumodai. So we see a remez in the beginning of Golus Mitzrayim that this was going to be the forerunner and the prototype of the four other exiles. K'moshem Rabbi Seinusal, as our rabbis point out, Shekol HaGolios Mechunim B'Shem Mitzrayim, that all exiles are given this nickname Mitzrayim. Kishom B'Mitzrayim Hoyo Hadas B'Golus Kayadua. Because in Mitzrayim, the Das was in exile. The spirituality was in exile. There's a pasuk Rabbeinu Zal quotes many times, Lochein Golo Ami Mibli Das. Therefore, my nation was exiled from lack of Das. So Golus is synonymous with lack of Das. V'Hadas Hu HaNefesh. And Das is synonymous with the soul. We say Shahaneshomo Shebemoichi, Bechinas Zikorin, which is synonymous with the ability to remember. Vze Bechinas Ho Arba Golios, Sheklulin Begolos Mitzrayim. And this is the concept of these four exiles that are included in the Egyptian exile. Keneged Arba Yesoidos, which correspond to the four basic elements of creation that make up the human body. Shemishom boin kol ho'arba golios, which are what result in these four exiles when a person doesn't live the right way, chas v'shalom. U'kishezoichin lotzeis me'arba golios, and when we're zoichet to leave these four exiles, shezebchinas yitzias Mitzrayim, which is like leaving Egypt, hainu shezoichin lahachmiya ho'arba yisoidos, which means when a person is zeichet to get out of the negativity in these four elements in the body. There's an element of fire in the body. That fire could cause a person to get angry, to be hot-tempered. And when a person works on their temper, to subdue it, to suppress it, to control it, that's overcoming the negativity in the yesod of Eish. There's ofar, which is dirt, which is synonymous with depression, sadness. When a person is zochet to be machmiya, the negative aspect of the yisoid, to get out of the negativity of afar, that this is all the concept of getting out of the golus. Va'oz nis'ale hanefesh, and then the soul is elevated, b'chinas zikorin, to this aspect of remembering. Oz tzrichin liskor tomid yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's therefore that we need to always remember leaving Egypt, Hainu Lishmar Hazikoran, which means to guard our memory, to keep our memory sacred. Shehu HaNefesh, Shehu HaNefesh Nisale, which is the soul that's being elevated. Sheze bechinas yitzias Mitzrayim. This is the concept of getting out of Mitzrayim, getting out of Egypt, getting out of one's own constrictions. Veze bechinas arba koisos shel yayin bePesach. And this is also why we drink four cups of wine on the night, on the Seder night. Keneged arba l'shoynos shel geula. The Gemara says, corresponding to the four verbs that are used in the Torah, referring to Hashem taking us out of Egypt. V'hoitzesi, v'hitzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti. Which correspond, shem keneged arba yesoydes, which correspond again to these four basic elements inside of us. Shetzrichin lahachniyam, whereby we need to subdue and suppress and gain control over these four basic elements, kedei lahalois hanefesh, in order to be able to elevate our soul, b'china zikoroin, v'oz tzrichin dafka lishtois yayin kanal. And this is why on the night of Pesach, we specifically drink wine, v'alkein heim arba koisois, keneget arba yesoidois shenichnu. And this is why we're drinking four cups, corresponding to those four basic elements inside, which we've succeeded in being machnia, in lowering the negativity. And that's what enables our soul and our memory to be elevated. That's the concept of wine when it's being used in a holy way. The next example of zocher, v'zeh b'chinas zichroin matan Torah. One of the five zechiros is to remember the day that we received the Torah on Har Sinai. Ki ha-Torah hi ha-zikaron. Because the Torah is memory, this ability to remember, this concept of zikaron of Kedusha. V'zeh b'chinas zechiras maisa Amolek. And another one of these zochers is to remember Amolek. Kedei lahachmiya ha-shikha v'lizkos le-zikaron. Hom and Amolek represent this concept of shikha. And we want to defeat that and be zeichet to zikorin, to holy remembering. The Gemara says about Haman that according to his miscalculation, he thought that the Jews had already been in exile for 70 years and that Hashem had forgotten us. Hashem forgot to take us out of Golis. We're a forgotten people. And that's what motivated him to think that he could have the opportunity to destroy Klal Yisrael. So Homon Amolik is this concept of Shikha. Now we come to the fourth one, Vezebchinas Zechiras Maise Miriam. The fourth Zohar is to remember the story of Miriam Hanaviyah, how she spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu and was punished very severely for it. Sheloi Ledaber Loshen Hora Al Yisrael, not to speak any Loshen Hora against any Jew. Shaideze Nifgam Hazikorin. And because by speaking Lashon Hara, it'll damage a person's ability to remember what they need to remember. Kimuvon bedivrei Rabbeinu b'mokam acher, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in chapter 54 in Likutim Ram, Shaidei Lashon Hara, Nifgam Hazikoron. That through Lashon Hara, it damages a person's ability to remember Hashem, to remember. That chapter 54 is a famous chapter in Likutim Ram, which speaks about the topic of Zikoron Digdusha, that when a person wakes up every morning, the first thing to think of is Olam Haba, that this world is temporary. There's an eternal world, which I can only hope to get to if I lead a proper life in this world. And in that chapter, in Likutim Ram, chapter 54, Rabbeinu Zal has a major paragraph on the topic of Lashon Hara, how that works against this Zikaron Digdusha. Ayin Shom, look over there. Ki hazikaron hu hanefesh. Because as we said before, Zikaron is associated with the soul, the Iker hisgalos hanefesh, and one of the main components and ingredients for elevating the soul is Kavoid, because that's where the soul originates from, the Kisei HaKavoid. Yalkein tzrichin li zoher ma'oid lechabed es kolechod mi Yisrael bekol mine kavoid. And this is why we have to be very careful to respect every single Jew with every possible type of respect. Kedei sheyizgale hanefesh vazikorim, in order to reveal the light of the soul and the ability to remember. V'alkein avoin lashon hara chomor moed. And this is why the sin of lashon hara is very, very serious. K'alidei shemedaber lashon hara alechad miYisrael. Because by speaking negatively about a Jew, remember, lashon hara means even if it's true, especially if it's true. But speaking negatively about a Jew without any real constructive purpose. Nimtza shemevaze nefesh miYisrael chas v'shalom. By doing that, you're insulting a Jewish soul. Va'oz ein hanefesh yochoy lehizgalos. And when you do that, that soul becomes darkened. It cannot shine properly. V'alkein hu poigem hazikoroin shehu hanefesh shemizgala idea kovodaika. And therefore, it results in damaging the ability to remember, which is associated with the soul, which shines only when there's proper respect. Shehu hahepech mi loshen hara, which is the opposite of loshen hara. V'alkein srichen lizkor maise miryon. And this is why the Torah tells us, remember what happened to Miriam. Lizkor daika, the focus is on remembering. Lahagbir bechinas hazikoroin, to strengthen the memory, kedei lahachnia hashikha, and thereby weaken the forgetfulness, shehu pegama nefesh, which is the damage to the soul, shebo al yidei loshen hara, which is caused by loshen hara. Vze bechinas zechiras Shabbos. Now we come to number 5 on the list, which is remember the Shabbos. Zochor es yom haShabbos l'katshoy, lahamshich hazikoroin bechinas nefesh miShabbos l'sheishes me'achol. When should I remember Shabbos? Remember Shabbos even during the 6 days of the week. How are you going to do that? By celebrating Shabbos properly, by extending Shabbos front and back, by having Shabbos spill over into the 6 days of the week, starting Shabbos a little bit earlier and ending Shabbos a little bit later. Through this, a person is zoicha to the nefesh, to that soul, and to that zikaron, to draw it into the 6 days of the week. Bechinas zochreyu meyechod b'Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, we had the privilege of learning this on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, preparing us for the right mindset for Shabbos Kodesh.
We see that there are certain people that are gifted with zikaron, between what is this type of zikaron and the natural zikaron that people refer to.
There's zikaron digdusha, and there's the opposite zikaron. There are people who have a good memory, and it's coming from a place of holiness and goodness, just like in the story in Sipurim Isaias that Rabbeinu Zal told about the 7 betlers, the 13th story, where he lists 7 outstanding tzaddikim who were spectacular, and each one of them had a unique, special character trait about him. The first one, the blind betler, said that he was able to remember further back than anybody. He showed that his zikaron was on the highest level conceivable. He was able to remember nothing. He remembered before the world was created even. He was able to remember that. So there's a concept of zikaron coming from a place of kedusha. Rabbeinu Zal once said that in the world, forgetting is always frowned upon as a terrible thing. But I say that forgetting could be a blessing in certain cases, because there are certain things that it's a mitzvah to forget. And if you don't forget them, you won't be able to go forward. You won't be able to climb. So we see that's within remembering and forgetting. And here again, there could be people who are not religious or non-Jews who have a fantastic memory, but it's not necessarily coming from the side of Kedusha. It doesn't necessarily work to their benefit or to their advantage. Sometimes it can work against the person. So here we're talking about, again, Rav Nosson Zal uses the term that Rabbeinu Zal uses, zikaron digdusha, which means remembering what you need to remember, what can, and using that to your benefit, to your personal benefit, to the benefit of the Jewish nation, to the benefit of the world.
Beautiful, thank you. Sure.
Someone pointed out that in many Sidurim, there are 6 Zechirais. I believe that both of these terms are mentioned in the Gemara or in the Medrash. There are times that it refers to Chamesh Zechirais and times that it refers to 6. Anyone else, please?
Yesterday we spoke to people that don't exactly keep the Torah. The question is, We're supposed to judge everyone favorably, but when there are people, the yidin, that want to hurt me or prevent me from doing my avodas Hashem, how am I going to do this?
I heard a shiur recently, a recorded shiur, from my rabbi, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, where he spoke about this topic. He spoke about speaking favorably about all Jews, but he did make it clear there is an exception. There is an exception to this. And he spoke specifically about people who know about Yiddishkeit, people who learned Torah or were raised religious or that kind of thing, or they know about Yiddishkeit and they turn against it with a venom, with a hate and a resentment. And he said there are psukim in the Torah and there are sources in the Torah that say it's a mitzvah to hate such a person. So there are exceptions to this rule, but it's extremely important for a person to know when. As a general statement, the rabbis in recent years, when I say recent years, I mean the last 100 years or so, many rabbis write that the majority of non-religious Jews today are in the category of tinoik shenishba. It's like a child that was taken captive by the goyim at a young age and never knew what Shabbos is, never knew what Kashrus is, never knew what Yom Kippur is. People who are raised without religion, without Yiddishkeit. But those who know what Yiddishkeit is and they intentionally rebel against it, some of those people can be looked upon in a negative way. There are some people who, because they had a certain terrible experience with a Jew, with a religious Jew who did something terrible to them, as a result of that, Rachmona Litzlan, they end up leaving Yiddishkeit, that kind of thing. So there are delicate fine lines here, but there definitely are exceptions to this rule. And unfortunately, some of those exceptions exist today and try to use all of their powers against Am Yisrael, against Eretz Yisrael. Hashem is allowing it. He's allowing it. But it's definitely not what Hashem wants. One of the things about the Jewish nation is very diverse opinions. And unfortunately, there are people who feel very strongly about their opinions and to the extent that anything that differs from my opinion is wrong and terrible, and I'll fight it with everything I can, with every ounce of strength that I can. We should be zeicher, we're coming. Shabbos is called Shabbos Shalom. We should be zeicher to see an end to the machlokes. It's one thing when it's non-Jews against Jews, or when it's non-religious Jews against religious Jews. It's even worse when among observant Jews and religious Jews, when there's machlok, when there's bad feelings. The Gemara says that's the crisis that we're going to face before the coming of Moshiach. Kategoria shebein talmidei chachamim. That among learned people, there'll be machlokes, you know, and not always healthy, unfortunately, not always constructive machlokes. Sometimes it's destructive machlokes. And we hope and pray that we'll see an end to it soon. We should be zeicha now by preparing for Shabbos the right way with simcha, doing everything we can, that in our own homes there should be shalom. There should be an atmosphere of shalom bayis with our wives, with our children, with our husbands, with our neighbors. We should be zeicha to see that the shalom haklali in Klal Yisrael and in the whole world with the coming of Moshiach, the binyan beis hamikdash, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.
Amen. Shabbat. Shabbat. Rabbi.
All the best. A wonderful Shabbos.
You know, Rabbi, I was thinking about Kedushas Levi, what he would always say was, he, Mamash, was focused on being a sonigor. And if that's our focus, how can I be a sonigor here as opposed to kategor? That, I think maybe that might give us a little bit of insight in terms of how to deal with the challenge that we just brought up.
Definitely. Sonigor means to defend, to try to defend. Kategor means the opposite, to prosecute, chas v'shalom. Yes.
But how do you know you're right?
It's a very delicate process. I was learning this morning, early in the morning, I have a chavrusa on Friday mornings, and there's a chapter in Likutei Halachos, in Yoredeya, Hilchas Ribis, Halacha Hei, where Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this topic in tremendous length and depth. And he says that a person has to really, really try very hard to be honest, and to search and to pray very hard to be zeicher to the emes. And at least that I shouldn't be one of those who opposes and fights against the emes in any way.
Thank you. Sure. Great Shabbos.
All the best. You too.